There is actually no alternative. The ANC has to talk to other parties because it didn't reach 50% plus one threshold. In fact, not a single party reached that threshold. So coalitions are a matter of must. They are not a choice. They are obligatory.
The ANC says through Fikile Mbalula, the general secretary, that the ANC will reject any attempt by any of the political parties if they want the resignation of President Cyril Ramaphosa, and he's also asking for the speaker and finance ministry portfolios. Does the ANC really have, can they really make those demands in the negotiations?
Well, they have got a slightly higher number than everyone else, so they do have a bit of an upper hand, but not completely. It's horse trading. Every political party will put its own demands on the table. The ANC would want symbolically to maintain the presidency, and one understands that. And they are probably going to be allowed to do that. For example, the EFF says they are not going to choose a president for the ANC, but there are certain portfolios that they are interested in. So within 14 days, they will have to come to some agreement, and one hopes that it's a strong coalition, not one that will collapse after a short while.
Professor Tinyuko, some suggest that the result should be humbling for ANC because it's demonstrated arrogance in governance for a long time, and this is a warning to them. But then the demands they are making is not humbling enough. Your take?
Now, horse trading should not be described in terms of humility or non-humility. I don't think those terms are applicable to political coalition negotiations. It is in the nature of these negotiations that each party will make some demand. Because each party wants something. I mean, the EFF says they want the finance ministry. Another party I heard said they want the home affairs ministry. ANC says we want the presidency. There's nothing abnormal about it. I don't think we should use humble and non-humble. What is true is that the results have indeed humbled the ANC for the first time in 30 years. They are below 50. They almost fell below 40. So it's a very, very strong message that has been sent to them.
A lot of South Africans are saying that the Zuma-led Nkonto Wesizwe party appears to be the biggest winner, especially with 5 months of its formation and coming up to take supposedly votes from the ANC and the EFF to show approximately 15% of the votes in the national election. It's a significant achievement so far. Your take?
Yes, I agree completely. It's something almost miraculous that has happened because they don't have a history. They were not in the last election, and they presumably did not have a machinery, branches in every corner of the country. Their systems were not supposedly in place. So it is quite amazing what they have achieved.